This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A man yelling, "All Jews must die," burst into a Pittsburgh synagogue during Sabbath services Saturday, shooting indiscriminately and killing congregants in the latest mass shooting in the United States. Officials have not released the total number of dead, but local media reports say as many as 8 people were killed inside the Tree of Life synagogue. Pittsburgh Public Safety Director Wendell Hisrick said it was one of the worst crime scenes he has ever seen.
It's a very horrific crime scene. It's one of the worst that I've seen, and I've been on some plane crashes. It's very bad.
Police say the 46-year-old suspect Robert Bowers surrendered to a SWAT team responding to the incident. U.S. President Donald Trump expressed regret and said the U.S. should stiffen its death penalty laws.
I think one thing we should do is we should stiffen up our laws in terms of the death penalty. When people do this, they should get the death penalty, and they shouldn't have to wait years and years.
Trump also suggested the shooting might have been prevented if there had been an armed guard inside the synagogue. Twitter is apologizing for refusing to take down a threatening tweet that pipe bomb suspect Cesar Sayoc sent to a former Democratic congressional press secretary, AP's Julie Walker reports.
The tweet Rochelle Ritchie complained about said in part, "We have nice silent airboat ride for you here on Everglades Swamp. We will see you for sure. Hug your loved ones real close every time you leave home." She got it after an appearance on Fox News and complained. Twitter responded the tweet sent from what appeared to be one of Cesar Sayoc's accounts did not violate its rules, but after he was arrested for allegedly sending all those mail bombs to Democrats, Twitter said it made a mistake and was deeply sorry. The tweet clearly violated its rules. Julie Walker, New York.
For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.